When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jenny says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Been a faithful listener since the seventh grade.
Oh, well, thank you.
We don't feel old at all.
No, we don't.
Thank you for the compliment.
Thank you, though.
So I'm a bridesmaid for one of my girlfriend's upcoming weddings.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a friend since high school. She was a bridesmaid at my wedding last year, so there's a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes this rule that she told us about so crazy.
Yeah.
We're all on a group chat. She shared a few things that she wants to make sure happens for the wedding ceremony coming up next spring.
Mm-hmm.
Normal things like weekends that could be good for a bachelorette party. But then she says, and none of you can get pregnant.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so we thought she was joking at first. And one of the other bridesmaids says, better get on that birth control, ladies. Normally, I wouldn't care, but my husband and I have been talking about starting a family, and I said in the group chat that I'll keep that in mind, LOL.
Okay.
Well, the bride texts me separately and tells me that she wanted to make sure I knew she was serious because she wanted everyone to be able to go out, drink, and have fun, and that she didn't want any big baby bumps in her wedding picture.
Oh. Okay.
All the other bridesmaids seem to be fine with this. So am I the weird one? Is it a normal thing that brides ask? Is my friend being a bridezilla? I don't want to put a strain on the friendship, but this is really rubbing me the wrong way, and I'm just considering telling her I can't be in the wedding. So there's my crazy drama. What would you do? Thanks so much.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, what's she going to do if you do get pregnant? Kick you out of the wedding party? I mean, maybe? Does it sound like that could be a thing?
That could happen.
So then why don't, if that's an end result.
I mean, we're talking like a whole year away. So anything can happen in a year, especially if you are at the phase where you're trying.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if that's going to happen, if she gets pregnant, then why doesn't she just go about her business? And if she gets pregnant, great. If she doesn't, okay. But, like,
the problem is, if she's going to have a baby bump at the time of the wedding, that's going to be a no-no.
Yeah, I know.
According to her friend.
Right. But I'm saying, like, maybe don't bail on the wedding party. But if you do happen to get pregnant and you think you're going to get kicked out of the wedding party anyway, she's going to go ahead and do that, right? So regardless, you're not going to be in the wedding party. Am I not being clear? I don't feel like I'm explaining my thought
very
well.
You're saying just quit now because you'd probably get kicked out.
No, I'm saying don't quit now. Just do your own thing.
Oh.
Because if the result is you get pregnant and you do get kicked out, it'll be the end result anyway.
Just prepare your mind for that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. But it's, yes. But then how do you deal with kind of being salty about the fact that your friend is trying to dictate how you conduct your life over the next year?
Yeah, of course there's that.
That's a big ask. That is a very big ask.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. My sister gave birth 6 weeks before our wedding.
Okay.
And my niece was there, but you know, trying to get her fitted for a bridesmaid dress was challenging.
Yeah, because her body's changing.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so we had to estimate that she was going to kind of be like she was at 5 months at that point postpartum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she also lived in Charlotte. So also getting her fitted for a dress that was being bought here locally and with all of that going on, that was, it was a little bit of a challenge, but we made it work. And there are alterations.
So I guess, are you saying
it wasn't like a thing where I was going? I'm not mandating.
Well, no. But I'm saying, are you saying like if you were talking to the bride to be,
yes,
that it's going to be okay?
Ask. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be mandating this kind of a rule on your wedding party, especially if some are at the point in their lives where that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she's requiring for a couple of reasons. She's like, no, you have to be able to drink and go crazy on my bachelorette party. And then wedding pictures, no baby bombs.
Mm.
It's like, how does that reflect on you, the bride?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. Have you ever been in this weird situation, and tell us how it worked for you?
We've had crazy stories before of brides having requirements for the way she wants her wedding pictures to look. But this is, again, it's one of those extreme situations, and I get why Jenny's upset about it.
Right.
So right. maybe we send Jenny's friend, the bride, this podcast. Maybe hearing it from a third party can give her a perspective that maybe she's not considering right now.
Mm.
Because her friends are being too nice to call her on it.
Okay. Want to hear what you think. Want to hear if you've been in this sort of situation. 502-795-1997. So Jenny got asked by her bride-to-be friend, who she's in her wedding, to not get pregnant because she doesn't want any baby bumps in the photos, and she wants everybody to party and have fun.
At the bachelorette party, yes.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, gosh, I'm kind of considering bailing on it because of that crazy rule. Ashley says, I've been a bridesmaid 10 times, and I'm a day of coordinator. This is not a normal ask. And I would politely say, if you're serious, then I'm serious about passing on being in the wedding party. You can still attend showers and functions, but you have autonomy over your body as well.
Yeah, that's what James says. Oh my gosh, it's her body, her choice. If she wants to get pregnant, that's her decision. No one should ever tell you you're not allowed to get pregnant. Just come to the wedding. Bye, Felicia.
John says, just on sheer principle, I would get pregnant. Call your husband, tell him hydrate and get ready. You know what? We got some work to do.
Let's settle
up. We got some work to do. Take your temperature.
Oh, shoot. You know what Brian said, and I love the fact that a lot of guys are chiming in on
yeah,
this.
I like that. I do.
The friends may not be thinking about having kids, so it may not matter to them. Live your life. And if you get pregnant, then worry about having that conversation. But no reason to make an issue out of it if there is no reason just yet.
Mm.
Which is true. And maybe if it gets down to brass tacks, and maybe it gets time for the wedding, and maybe you're pregnant and you're not even showing yet, but, you know, she's at the bachelorette party, right? There are ways that you can make it look like you're drinking a cocktail. Without
yeah, for
it
sure.
Being, you could yeah. just have some cranberry juice and say, oh, it's cranberry and vodka.
Yeah. I think you don't worry about it now. I said it before. I'm like, you know what? You just go about your thing. And if you get pregnant, you get pregnant, and you cross that bridge when it comes. Like,
yeah, that may be the way, hey, especially if you want to try to preserve.
Yeah,
the
yeah. And you're like, hey, I know you said no, nobody getting pregnant, but oops.
Oopsie, sometimes.
Things happen. You know, my husband slipped.
Oh, okay.
And fell.
All right.
And there I was.
But you know what? It's in God's time, God's plan. You can blame it on God.
You could. All right.
Maybe
so
that's the way to do it. Just keep on cruising.
Hey, it was out of my hands. Sorry.
Yep. Whatever happens, happens. Cross up. Now, if it happens to the point where you are going to be visibly showing baby bump situation at the wedding, as soon as you find out, have that conversation.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Well, hey.
Yeah, say, I'd love to be a part of your special day in some way. I get it if you don't want to be if you don't want me to be a bridesmaid.
All right. Well, hey, Jenny, sorry that you, you're going through this right now, but I think you got a lot of support from us in saying, you know, look, just do your thing.
And Ellen has a good suggestion too. Pregnant ladies can still have fun. Built-in DD.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, especially if you get pregnant. Tell us all about that. How you did it.
Stop it. No, that is what? Not. No, we don't need to know those details. You keep that to yourself.
Oh, all right. Well. That's fine. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Thanks, Jenny. That is group therapy.